There is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, Mayokani Volleyball Club from the Far North region is up against Little Team Women from the Littoral in the first final of the finals of the Men and Women Cup of Cameroon in Volleyball. That's on their way here in Yaounde. A joint border post in a Cook Manu division in the southwest region is described as a major economic driver for both Cameroon and Nigeria. And Uganda's president has warned protesters against a plan to stage an anti-corruption march to parliament, saying they will be playing with fire. Good afternoon. We begin the news with sports and go to the multipurpose sports complex where the finals of the Men and Women Cup of Cameroon in volleyball are underway. Mayokani Volleyball Club from the Far North region is up against Little Team Women from the Littoral in the first final of the day. And for updates, we move over to the sports complex where Ben Collins Newberry-Wo is standing by with updates. Good afternoon, Ben Collins. How is the atmosphere at the sports complex?
Good afternoon, Ayi. Welcome to the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. There is a lot of electricity out here on the air and in the air, Ayi. Given that the defense spikes, blocks, defense and attacks, the volleyball net here at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex has been shaking since hostilities began between Mayokani girls and defending cup winners, Little Team from Douala. So far, the offensive play of both teams out here have been yielding fruits with precise blocks, spikings and saves. The Douala and Marwa based volleyball clubs are all exercising a lot of caution, avoiding silly mistakes. So far it is Mayokani Volleyball Club that is leading the second set by 25 points to 17. They've gone out on a technical time break. Little Team won the first set by 25 points to 18. These are two teams with almost the same experience on the national and continental scene. They both represented Cameroon last season in continental club competitions, though they were all eliminated in the first round. The fans out here, Ayi, are being served beautiful volleyball. Beautiful volleyball that is also expected to be produced when Paul Autonome and Little Team climb on the date for the second final today. Little Team main will be appearing in the final of the Cup of Cameroon for the first time against the more experienced Paul Autonome that won the championship this year. The Douala-based club also won the championship, the African Zone 4 championship. Telling you that there are two clubs that are expected to produce electricity in the air out here when the main final will begin. The two teams, the women's final, are already retiring back to their dressing rooms. It is halftime out here. And when they come back after the mythical break here, it's going to be another form of hostilities from Mayokani Volleyball Girls and from Little Team of Douala. From the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, Daniel Tolo, Prince Kwaku, Richard Bebe, Minko Luela, Ben Collins Nyeberiwo, CRTV News, the 3 p.m.
And let the best teams win. Ben Collins, thank you very much. And thank you once again for the ambience in the background. In more sports news, the third edition of a football tournament dubbed the Balingus Kings Cup has been launched at the locality's bilingual high school stadium. We are in the West Region, and this is organized under the patronage of the Minister of Sports and Physical Education. The tournament was launched in the presence of the representative of the President of the Senate, Cameroon's sports icon, Roger Miller, and the divisional officer of Bazoo, Patrick Kani. More on the event organized by the paramount ruler of Balingu, His Majesty Ngameni Hapigi, with you, Shivon Bogima.
The third edition of the Balingu Kings Tournament has evolved from a mere sporting celebration into a carnival, highlighting the youth's commitment to their village. It stands as a manifestation of communal living and social cohesion. The tournament was launched by an emblematic trio, the representative of the President of the Senate, Cameroon's roving ambassador, Roger Miller, and the duo of Bazoo, adding more color and prestige to the competition. Despite the drizzling rain and mist, more than 3,000 spectators watched the launching ceremony in total admiration. Denise Kwebo, elite.
This cup has been installed by the king of Balengu to bring together the youths of the village towards the objectives of development. The chief of our village decided that football, sports, will be a key in bringing together his people.
For a month, the competitors will lock horns on the field, demonstrating their skills and talent in a spirit of fair play to win the prestigious trophy. The opening match between Mekano FC and Balengu FC ended in a goalless draw. Shivong Borgama, CRTV News, Balengu.
And more from the West, where holiday football championships are drawing large crowds and occupying youths in Famchwet, Bafusam 2 subdivision of the Mefi, where the 15th edition of the Cameroon Football Championship and Madame Chantal Bia Cup have been launched. The ongoing football tournaments are sponsored by a son of the soil, Ebenezer Chize. In the following report, Isaac Ngonkum takes us on a discovery of Famchwet and its people who are promoting peace and living together through sports and culture.
Famchwet is a village in Bafusam 2 subdivision, Mefi division in the West region. It is so called because of a strategic role she played in the history of the Baleng people. Faha Breeze is a resident of Famchwet.
The old kingdom was based here before they transfer it to where it is now.
Here, agriculture reigns supreme.
The main activity in Famchwet is farming, poultry, motorbiking, and all those small activity.
Famchwet is reputed for her legendary hospitality.
You have the north people coming in Famchwet. You can see all those people coming from northwest, southwest, coming from the north, and the way they live here. We reach in the evening, you will see them drinking together.
No wonder. The 15th edition of the Jeff Cameron Football Championship and Chantal Bia Cup in Famchwet is such a welcome relief. According to the donor, Ebenezer Chize, the objective of the sport bonanza is to promote peace and living together among sons and daughters of Cameroon, especially within the grass fields. The final is billed for August 24 and will be coupled with the 16th edition of prize awards to the youths in the village who excel in agriculture, livestock, and handicraft.
And this is CRTV News. The 2024 edition of the Fairon Government Action Sago, underway at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, will be launched officially tomorrow. This year, the event has brought together over 200 exhibitors who are redefining service delivery for citizens in the country. Karen Kubon reports.
Beyond the regular habit of distributing flyers to passers-by who usually flood the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex seeking information, representatives of public structures say they would be taking advantage of the 7-day event to sell a better image of their ministries to users and encourage them to feel at ease to visit ministries for information at all times. Staying true to this year's theme, which states good governance and improvement in living conditions, the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries has deployed its personnel to the fairground to present opportunities in the fisheries sector to Cameroonians with a view of attracting more investors to the sector. The sub-director of aquaculture at the ministry, Divine Gala, throws more light.
In the import substitution policy that the state is implementing, fish is very important and animal health is also very important. So we want to showcase this to the public so they know that it's not only growing animals that's important, we have to take care of their health and how can they benefit from the support of government structures through Minepia, get the authorizations to function, get the partners that are willing to invest with them.
At the stand of the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure, the Assistant Research Officer in the Department of Tourism Promotion, Jaizet Regina, says they intend to convince Cameroonians to be the first consumers of the country's tourism services before selling such services to foreigners.
Cameroonians, first of all, will learn to consume domestic tourism, which in turn will attract even the foreigners. So we are targeting foreigners to come, but it has to begin with nationals.
They equally boast of a social media presence in this digital transformation era, which they say is a major boost to their relations with users.
We have a website. You can see us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. we are there. You just type www.mintu.com.
We have what we call Minepia Aquaculture, which is a Facebook page, has 21,000 members now. We have Minepia Aquaculture on WhatsApp.
Public service structures, parastatals and businesses are therefore looking forward to serving the public in a new environment with new goals from the 7th to the 27th of July 2024.
Karen Kubung reporting. In more news, the 15th ordinary session of the Northwest Regional Assembly gets underway in Bamenda tomorrow. The session will be chaired by the President of the Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III. Top on the agenda will be the examination of development projects to improve the livelihoods of the people, and more on other key issues to be discussed during the three-day session with you, Eric Langmia Wufu.
The June ordinary session of the Northwest Regional Assembly is said to be a statutory one that is focused on first evaluating the performance of the decentralized structure in the current year in order to perfect its shortcomings. The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III, indicates that they will also be examining projects that are need-based.
In areas where you have functional schools with high intake, then we concentrate our resources in those areas. The same in health. We work with the district hospital directors and the regional delegation, of course, coordinating, so that here again we have a needs-based assessment projects that are then matured so that they can be executed next year.
The session will also be devoted to the training of elected officials on varied topics.
We're going to have interactive sessions with psychosocial counselors who will give us insights as to how to manage ourselves and manage our families and communities as far as psychosocial care during the crisis is concerned. We'll also listen to the regional delegate for land, who will talk to us on land tenure and the traditional rulers.
The three-day event will run till Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2024. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And like you heard in one of our top stories, Cameroon and Nigeria are reaping significant economic benefits from the joint border post in Ekok in Manyu Division of the Southwest Region. The senior divisional officer for Manyu, Awunfak Yves Bertrand, made the remark during the second lap of his contact tour, which took him to a Umojok subdivision. Charles Abuno, you have more.
At the joint border post, the SDO and his entourage made an assessment of the different services of their structure.
It was important that we visit the border post, that we understand the realities under which they are operating, that we equally inquire if there are some difficulties that require government's intervention.
The representatives of the people used the SDO's contact tour to appeal for more development projects. Ita Jacques Ayamba, mayor of Eyomujok.
They are closest to the biggest economy, the most populous country in Africa, Nigeria. So it is very important that infrastructure-wise, the government should focus here.
Honorable Tanyi Tiku Titi, member of parliament for Eyomujok.
Because of insecurity, our schools are not functional. Our roads have not been graded. Even our water points cannot be rehabilitated in the various villages.
The SDO was emphatic that the state would spare no effort in ensuring lasting peace.
We came here to reassure them of government's determination to bring peace back to this part of the republic. Cameroon is one and indivisible.
There were lots of cultural exhibitions. The SDO donated walking equipment to some local vigilante groups. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Eyomojok Subdivision, Manyu Division.
And we now go to the littoral, where the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of Supreme State Audits, Justice Mba Acharose Fomundam, has hailed members of the Global Women for Moral Societal Vision for fighting drug abuse among youths. This was during the official launch of the association in Douala yesterday. The events provided an opportunity for the minister to call on participants to join the vision of Mogamo Women of taking children off drugs and off the streets. Kola Maloke reports.
Mommy, minister, we say, welcome. It was with joy that members of the Global Women for Moral Societal Vision welcomed their matron, Justice Mba Acha Rose Fomundam, at the event's ground. According to the founding president, Lima Janet Acha, the association was created in 2022 with a clear vision.
I had a child who was addicted. So I've been struggling with him for so long. So one night I had a vision that I cannot be struggling with my own child while other children are there on the street. So when I got up now, I met some few women, tried to share the vision with them. So that's how I started.
In 2 years of existence, the ladies have made some strides.
2022 brought out 21 children, but out of 21, 11 were out there free from addiction. So this year we have brought out 29, whom we are managing 15 now because we don't really have a combination.
Strides that have impacted many of the drug addicts like Hans Korad Fru.
I've been in this addiction for about 3 years now. By God's grace, I've been on hostage by our able mothers trying to move us from the addiction, even though it's not really easy. But by the grace of God, we are trying.
The vision and achievements so far have been lauded by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit, Justice Mba Acha Rose Fomundam.
I'm ready to go along with them because what they are doing is quite laudable. Imagine that if everybody were to put their hands on deck and join them, fighting drug addicts among our children, among our youths, would be something of the past.
The beneficiaries used the event attended by Mogamo dignitaries to present a sketch on their lives on the street as drug addicts. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
And back in the center, more than 40 pastors of the Eglise Presbyterian Camerounaise have prayed for peace to reign in the country. This was during a special church service in the locality of Fomaka, Lekie Division of the Center Region, to mark the end of a seven-day retreat. Maimuna Njoya tells us more from CRTV Center.
For the 53rd grand meeting of pastors of the Eglise Presbyterian Camerounaise Orthodox, emphasis was laid on rebirth and a new beginning. In a context marked by sociopolitical tensions and verbal violence, they came together for a seven-day retreat at the Fomakap Betani Parish in the Obala Subdivision, Center Region, to meditate on biblical verses and implore divine intervention for sustainable peace and serenity to prevail in Cameroon and particularly in the English-speaking regions. The moderator and officiating pastor, Reverend Jean-Marie Meunier, enjoined the 45 pastors present and their wives to lead by example and follow the ways of Moses, who by faith conquered Pharaoh. The seven-day retreat, however, enabled the men of God to upgrade their religious knowledge and brainstorm on how they can ameliorate their relationship with church elders and faithful. The retreat, which has rounded off this Sunday, July 21, was also marked by an excursion to the Naktigal Hydropower Station to visualize work done and pray for guidance on behalf of the powers that be. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
And in more news, two influential figures in the political and economic spheres in Cameroon have celebrated their 50 years in marriage at the St. Mary Mother of God Parish, Gopen, Sanaga Maritime. The golden wedding anniversary of Yvette and Louis Yinda brought together a cream of personalities, among them the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, to a Thanksgiving Mass, which was also marked by the renewal of their vows. Rosalind Forsa tells us more.
It is a love story that began in 1973 between a young man of Gompem in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral and the love of his life from a Tudi in the Center Region. A union between Louis and Yvette Yinda that braved all the odds of tribalism, distance and other challenges that come with marriage for 50 years. The Golden Jubilee was worth celebrating with authorities including the Prime Minister and Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, amidst a cream of others. The Mary Mother of God Parish welcomed the couple and their guests, including the Minister of Communication, who doubles as board chair of the CRTV, René Manuel Sadi, Minister of Justice, Keeper of the Seal, Laurent Esso, that of Women Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abenandoa, Minister of Transport, Jean-Masenangale Bibehe, that of Basic Education, Laurent Serge Tundingwa, as well as Parliamentarians and Directors General of both public and private companies. 50 years of togetherness, blessed with four kids, more reasons for the couple to give thanks and renew their wedding vow. Bishop of the Ezeka Diocese, His Lordship Francois Achille Eyabi, consecrated a couple to the Virgin Mary. The celebration of the Golden Jubilee in this parish was also to honor Louis and Yvette Yinda, who are both matron and patron of the Mary Mother of God Parish on Gompem. Their contribution to the Catholic Church was acknowledged by Pope John Paul II, who made them Dam and Commander of the Pontifical Christian Order of St. Sylvester the Pope. The couple has served and keeps serving the nation as senator and political figures. Roslyn Forsar, CRTV News. Douala.
What a beautiful love story. Now, out of the country, the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, has warned protesters that they will be playing with fire if they press ahead with plans to stage an anti-corruption march to parliament on Tuesday. Young Ugandans have been organizing the march on social media to demand an end to corruption in the country. In a televised address, Mr. Museveni warned the Ugandan organizers that their planned protest will not be tolerated. The president, who said, "We are busy producing wealth, and you are here, you want to disturb us," also accused some of the organizers of the planned protest of always working with foreigners to cause chaos in Uganda. And now to end the news here once again are our top stories. Mayokani Volleyball Club from the Far North region is currently tied to a 1-1 set by Little Team Women from the Littoral in the first final of the finals of the Men and Women Cup of Cameroon in Volleyball that are underway here in Yaounde. It is at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. A joint border post in a Cook Manu division of the Southwest region has been described as a major economic driver for both Cameroon and Nigeria. And like you heard, Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, has warned protesters against a plan to stage an anti-corruption march to parliament, saying they will be playing with fire. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Benda.
Good afternoon, Ayimbile. Salon de l'action gouvernementale et demain l'ouverture officielle sur le site de l'événement au Palais Polyvalent des Sports à Yaoundé. Les installations des exposants se poursuivent. Le thème de la 13e édition met l'accent sur la gouvernance et l'amélioration des conditions de vie des citoyens. La collaboration entre le Cameroun et le Nigeria se passe selon les normes au poste frontalier des COX, ce qui facilite les échanges commerciaux malgré la menace séparatiste. C'est le constat fait ce week-end par le préfet de la Manyu, Yves Bertrand Aoumfak Alienou, lors de sa tournée de prise de contact. Il en a également profité pour échanger avec les populations à qui il a demandé de maintenir la confiance qu'elles ont à l'État du Cameroun. En religion, annonçant la bonne nouvelle, c'est le thème central des travaux de l'Assemblée régionale des témoins de Jéhovah qui se déroule au stade Rumdéadja de Garoua. Les congressistes, sous la houlette du président de l'Assemblée, Charles Cyril Wau et Sommet, unissent leurs voix pour implorer la compassion de Jéhovah pour le Cameroun. Et en sport, volleyball, les trophées de la Coupe du Cameroun édition 2024 seront attribués et ce jour à l'issue des finales Little Team contre Mayokani en dame et Port Autonome de Douala contre Little Team en monsieur. Rencontre qui se dispute au Palais Polyvalent des Sports à Yaoundé. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 7 p.m.